Kangar zar zong tayin mangong kesan zumban dong cha zong chan hui zo zen dok sarwe ndok ken me ki dar tsa char thik jin dhamma ken ne chi rong jik ten sum ji khong cha pa thong pa ma karo ja pa te rong dao lu pan tsur chong or jim tsong long pa me dong bo la jari nam tsa rong shong lun ji to chan tsa hui shen yong dan zong ba re pa mam zhong ne dao lu pan tsur chong. Nechen zhu wu sin yi zhang kam si jam par tik ji shen la wu ya lar man jing me pan tso jab la su ruan du gong je to ban pu er shen ji lo. Today, I come to this most beautiful place and happy to share my experiences and meditation and spirituality from this meditation center. I, Josh already said, I just came from California. I've lived there. My teen is teaching people meditation regularly in San Francisco Bay Area. Then this time I have opportunity to come to the East Coast U.S. And then I meet last night and today different kind of people. Then happy to share my experience with you, what I experience, understanding of the meditation and the spirituality, happiness, enlightenment, and sense of well-being, compassion, love. These things, humans, most, the very important positive qualities, characteristics, and then every individual should experience these things. If you have, experienced these things, we call that precious human life. Means without positive experiences, life is empty, no matter what, how, like success or how famous you are. Because positive emotions, experiences make life make a difference. Therefore, positive experiences, emotions, enlightenment, they don't come very automatically. It comes with meditation. Tonight my talk is, how do you develop such extraordinary qualities, experiences. That's I want to touch tonight through meditation. Meditation is, the source, you develop mind, you know, internal, your mind, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you develop positive qualities and experiences, and you, the source, the foundation is meditation. You know, meditation is the key to happiness, key to enlightenment, key to transformation, you know, key to shift your perception. Therefore, I like to talk about tonight how do meditation can shift your perception. You know, generally, whether positive or negative experience, everything depends on perception. You know, people sometimes unhappy, sad, you know, like angry, you know, sometimes happy. Why we have this experience? Because we perceive something uniquely. You know, without perception, none of these experiences existed. You know, therefore, human perceptions create human ego, negative emotions, you know, happiness, sorrow, you know. And therefore, how to shift your perception? You know, like, it's not like there's no way you can go somewhere and shift your perception. There's no drugs take, you know. Drugs, you know, affect, you know, temporarily, but they don't affect permanent change. Therefore, there's not food to eat. There's nothing to, but they only shift your perception through meditation. And therefore, we are, and meditation is so powerful. Why people do? Because they perceive differently when you're meditating. Perceive yourself differently, perceive the world is totally differently. And then once your perception shift, your personal experience shift, happiness, sorrow, you know, people, you say, usually people have different tendencies. Some people are happy, some people not. Some people intimidate the world, you know, it's hard to relate the world. Some people have loss of esteem. Some people have, you know, like arrogance, you know, become, because all these things they have perceived uniquely. And how do you do this shift, you know, is you shift your perception. And then shift the perception is the call meditation. You know, that's I want to talk about tonight. And, you know, like, I think there are many different kind of meditations. I'm talking about tonight is Buddhist meditation, but all, you know, Zen meditation, what we do, you know, called Dzogchen meditation, all they are similar. All they are doing is shift your perception. That's really most fundamental, most important thing here is. What's happening is when, for example, during the meditation is, I know you are all, everybody doing meditation here. Everybody's doing meditation here. Therefore, what do you experience, you know, during the meditation? What do you perceive your mind, you know? Is your mind is beautiful or chaos or comfortable? If you thought, you think your thoughts, emotions are, they're existent or they're just partly mental events, you know? And during the meditation, meditation experience is like that, for example. Like we just look in the old day, watch the cloud, you know, cloud. You watch a cloud, sometimes clouds become bigger, and then sometimes slowly look and they disappear. Just watching the clouds, you know, you go to the top of the mountain, you just watch the clouds. You see clouds are bigger, 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 and then so disappear. And then, like, meditation is like that. Or then you realize, oh, I can't believe clouds are, how the clouds are formed. They're just, there's conditions there, then clouds are become bigger, bigger. Conditions are no longer there. And then the temperature or some other reasons, and then clouds are disappear. Therefore, the clouds are just temporary, but the sky is always blue. You realize that. You're all day just watching the sky. Meditation is like very similar. It means meditating means you're watching your mind. You're watching your mind, you see, you know, like, I'm happy, I'm happiness, you know, like, oh, I'm disappointed, I'm just angry, I'm really, you know, something I like. You see, everything's curl like clouds, and then all these things just disappear. And then what is really there disappear, then what is you see? All clouds disappear, and you see, oh, my mind is very beautiful, you know. The anger is not my part, the jealousy is not my part. That's just like clouds. And then sadness is not my part. Or any other emotions are not my, just there just comes, goes. My mind is innately beautiful. Have you have that kind of realization course? You know? And then it's, and then you can say, oh yeah, last I can make follow, I can focus on one mental event, like some you know, mental emotion experience rising with your mind, and you just focus that, particularly focus that energy is bigger, 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 just bigger, completely overcast your mind. If you don't pay attention to that, you pay attention to present moment, that energy slowly, slowly fades away, completely disappear. That's just you left. Wow. You know, I can control my mental events, you know. I can, if you follow them, then just bigger, bigger. And then just don't follow them, remain in present moment, and then they disappear. Then over time you do it multiple times, exercise like that, certain point you completely control your mental events, thoughts, emotions. You know, you perceive who you are differently, and you perceive your mental thoughts, emotions are totally different light. Then there's one point you see the mental events are really, they're not exist, they're just illusions, circumstantial. And the more you meditate in, the more you experience. The Buddha says there's called, you know, Heart Sutra, there's called form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. You know. Means that you can apply it. The emotions are emptiness. The emptiness is emotions. Anger is emptiness. You know. Anger is emptiness. Emptiness is anger. And that means it's through meditation you can experience that, you know. It's really our, that means if you have these things, slowly, slowly shift your perception. You can relate your mental events are totally different, you know, totally different. That is, you know, meditation means you shift your perception. If there's no change in your perception, that means, you know, that means still you believe the same way. That means still you don't see the actuality that come. Therefore, you watching your mind, you know, like if someone really sad, you know, sad, someone really sad, you know, I'm sad today, I'm sad today. Then when you're meditating, how do you can dissipate that sadness? And then you meditating, for example, the sadness is just events of mind. You more focus that sadness, the sadness become bigger, bigger. You less focus sadness and, you know, more focus present moment, to call leave your mind alone, you know. Just don't mess with your mind. Means bottom line. Don't mess with your mind, thoughts, and your mind, leave your mind alone. And slowly, slowly disappear that sadness. And this is, I can liberate my sadness. And then you can apply any other emotions. You can apply any other emotions, anger, jealousy, attachment, and then they say they are the same, you know, they are same, they are just, we pay attention, they become stronger, we don't pay attention, they dissolve. Then slowly, slowly you realize all these mental events, thoughts, emotions are like manageable. You don't need to undergo, until, you know, after that you don't need to undergo with these events. Sadness cannot control you, anger cannot control you, the stress cannot control, the fear cannot control you. You can control them. That is called, they call this term called mastery one's own mind. Mastery one's own mental events. No. Then when you have that experience, that's called the victorious, and that really are the goal of meditation, you know. Goal of meditation, meditating practitioners' mind is, you know, under control all mental events. Because why? Because he or she knows that anything happening in your mind is just passing events or illusion. Emptiness, they call. The problem is human beings never watch their mind, always watch TV, you know. Watch TV, listen music, eat food, but they never look back their mind. They say, you know, the entire your life just watching everywhere, you know, like include your mind, then we die. We don't know who we are. That means we don't know who we are. Who you know, no one knows. But people are very interested in watching TV or other people, you know, other events, you know, listen to other music, oh, so beautiful music, you know. But they say, you're watching your mind is more beautiful than other people's music. Watching or listening, or watching, you know, like CNN, you know, better than watching CNN. Of course, you're watching CNN, but we always watching, but watching your mind gives liberation, happiness. You know, if you control your mental events, what is happen? You're always happy. You're always, you know, like good mood. Always your present moment. Always, you can't, easy to connect. You know, right now people are not easy to connect because they're caught up in, you know, something inside their mental events. You know, and what is happiness, enlightenment, curse, where they come from is really understanding, deeply understanding your own mind. How do you deeply understand your mind is through meditation. Meditation is, you know, like it'll sometimes confuse the word. Everyone uses meditation, you know. But meditation, this context means, you know, like, especially the Buddhist teachings, there's two categories of meditation. One is meditation with object. One is meditation without object, no object focus. First, you know, like, first, like, people do, like, everybody, you know, watching breath, and also focus chanting, mantras, or like visualizing a Buddha image, or like letters, you know, like art, calligraphy, doesn't matter, anything you focus about, they call meditation with object. And meditation without object means there's no object to focus. You don't focus any or images. You are not involved sensory experiences. You know, then they call it, I think Zen is one, and there are many forms of Zen, but one form of Zen is like Dzogchen, similar. There's, you know, meditation with object. There's no object and focus because one form Zen, I don't know any other Zens, but there's one form Zen came to Tibet many, 1,000 years ago. That kind of Zen is there's no object focus. And also there's Dzogchen meditation called this no object focus, means there's how that meditation is, there's the Buddhist master called Padmasambhava. He says what that meditation is, how do you meditating, how do you journey who you are, how do you journey into your natural state of mind, you know. Right now we are just surface mind. Everybody's surface mind because everybody has engaging thoughts, emotions, habits, tendencies. That means we are surface mind, we are living. But journey means going deep into the mind. Deep into the mind, and that means how do you journey deep into the mind? But just you hanging around, falling, you know, just thinking, they don't give you, you create more clouds, more pollution. Therefore, how do you journey into the deeper mind, pristine mind? There's called, you know, four, you know, the ways to introduce it is the meditation practices don't follow past, don't anticipate in future, remain in present moment, leave your mind alone. These four techniques, you know, you do this like 10 minutes, let's say. For example, first step is you do, for example, you relax your physically, comfortable, and silence your speech, and then mind is just remaining present. And then what you do is not focus, not follow past events. You're not follow past yesterday, day before yesterday, years ago. You're not focused any events, just bring mind present moment. And say, oh, my mind is here. I'm not past this moment, I'm here. That means your mind is here. And then your also mind is not anticipating future. You think in future, worries, concerns. The more you think in future, the more you worries, concerns there. And this moment you should not think in our future, just remain in present. Then what do you do? They say, leave your mind alone. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to meditate. Just leave your mind alone. Then what? Just stay there 5 or 10 minutes. Just stay there 5 and 10 minutes. What's happened during there? Really, you are leaving your mind alone. And then the mental emotional distortions, mental emotional events slowly dissipates, you know. Mental emotional, you know, like thoughts, emotions, and slowly dissipates. The more your thoughts, emotional dissipates, the more you become comfortable, not just only mentally, just but physically. And, you know, like comfortable mentally, emotionally, relaxed, because what is turbulent is the the thoughts, emotions, you know, like you have, they're the almost a burden. Almost you put burden down, you know. Like you're no longer carrying 500 pounds. You know, like you all burdens put down, you feel very light. Almost they call buoyant. That kind of experience, of course, a moment that meditation experience, you know, that moment, and like that, and then your very present moment here, the more you go, the deeper your mind, the more you become present. You understand what that means? The more you go, the deeper your mind, the more you become present moment here. This moment, the more you lost in mental events, the more you are not here. I mean, sometimes people, you know, lost, you know, hello, you know, are you there? You know, someone need to wake up. You know, they're thinking something. You know, they need to wake up. Yeah, okay, I'm here. I'm come back. Some people, you know, go to dinner. You know, someone's really not there. Other people wake up because they're not. They're really lost into their mind, you know, lost into their mental events. But meditation is the opposite. The more you meditating, the more you deep into your mind, the more you present. You wear everything here, but at the same time, you are not caught up anywhere. How do you say that? That's okay? Yeah, sometimes I'll slowly work in my English. But means, and really good meditations, you wear everything much better than before, 1,000 times better than before. But at the same time, you're not caught up any sensory experiences. You're not caught up. Hear what she thinks or not caught up, what he wears, is not caught up, what, you know, anything, but you're just really present, you wear everything. You know, your sensors are very bright. There's a very strong energy, force. You know, people think meditation is very, you know, like this step, you know, this kind. You know, passive state. It's not. Meditation is, there's force, there's energy. There's energy present, you developed. And then we need that force. You know, that, you know, and if you do, and then there's meditation, there's a strength, and then slowly, you know, like dissipating your mind, you know, like clouds of your mind, and that your real mind, the clear mind, come to the surface. You know, they call that is tranquility. You know, mind has become more stable, they gain more stability. You know, mind gain stability is the source of happiness, really. And the result of meditation, mind gains stability. Because more stability, and then your mind is no longer distorted. Because then you look in the external world, there's no clouds in your mind. You know, you see very clearly. Otherwise, you have looked at the world, maybe you resentment, maybe you have many reactions, you know, that means, sign means we have distorted our mind. When someone's meditating, they look at the world a very beautiful way. And that's really our, you know, like of the result of meditation. It's meditating people, they really clearly experience who their mind is, what's not just only how they appear, but how your mind ultimately function. You know, but majority people, 99% people don't know what their mind is functioned. Even though you are become very famous, very knowledgeable, but your knowledge is just entertain thoughts, emotions. But meditation is more than that. You know, I think all human beings need meditating. Otherwise, they're going crazy. You know, angry means going crazy, you know. That's another crazy. Crazy don't mean always be, you know, like someone really odd, strange, but someone's angry, depressed, it means going crazy. It's not normal. You know, you're sick, your body is, you know, not normal here. Injure your hand, injure your leg, it's not normal, you know. Similar, when you're angry, it's not normal. Unhappiness is not normal. That's just abnormal state of mind. And when you have the perfect mind, they don't have these experiences. And someone's meditating, they never go to under depression or sadness because they're mental events. You know how to prevent that. Prevent, because meditation, there are two things you need to know. One is natural mind. Your mind is innately beautiful, like pristine. Mind is innately pristine. Sometimes the Buddha's terminology knowledge is good. Buddha nature means mind is innately pristine. You know, innately always have been that. And then thoughts, emotions, experience are like they're just passing events, not who you are. Meditation means you really experientially know that. Not just intellectually, you're not talking about that. But really, oh yeah, my mind is always has, whether I realize or not, my mind is always beautiful. Whether clouds or sky or you, there, you know, lots of clouds, sky or few clouds, doesn't matter. Sky is always blue. Similarly, whether my mind is, you know, happy or sad, doesn't matter. My mind is innately pristine. Meditators know that. That's really important. Meditators know, oh, my mind is innately beautiful. Whether I'm sad, doesn't matter. And then you see, oh, then your sadness, happiness, compassion, all positive thoughts, emotions, they are just events. If you know that, that is very important, meditating people's knowing that. Very important. But everybody needs to know, because order do you want happiness, you know your mind. You know. Happiness don't come there. Happiness come from here. Then, you know, people sometimes, their mind is so distorted, very complicated, but they go, solution is outside, you know. I want a vacation, maybe Hawaii, that's all my problem, maybe people say. I want, you know, like, you know, do something, you know, distract, watching movie or taking drugs. People think, you know, sometimes people think taking drugs is the solution. That's not a solution. That's going worse. And drinking alcohol or some any conditions make me happy. That's, you know, someone says, you know, I want, I'm very sick, but I need, you know, vacation. Maybe that's how my sickness, relieve my sickness. Similar, there's no difference. You're sick. Vacation is not, it's not a goal, and you know, watching movies cannot relieve your sickness. Similar, your mind is, you know, unhappy. External stimulation cannot help you achieve happiness or fulfillment. Therefore, what is the most important is the, you know, working with your mind through meditation. You know, touch your, you know, who you are, how your mind is. And then once you do that, meditation also creates love, compassion. You know? Love and compassion is a very big part of meditation. You have love and compassion, you easy to connect outside world. You know? What make people connect other people? Not ego, not negative emotions, not you doing many things together, but love and compassion. The more you meditating, the more you open your mind, the more your negative thoughts disappear, the more you become compassionate, the more you easy to love. You know, therefore, the more they love and compassion is not like just everybody has that tendency. But some people have higher degree love, higher degree compassion. Some people have low degree, you know, like low degree compassion love. Then the more higher degree you have love and compassion, the more you can easy to connect everyone. The more you have friends. The more you have friends, the more you easy to forgive, the more you have happiness, that means you have higher degree love and compassion. But then that means when you have love, compassion, you know, almost like connections automatic, you feel good to see people, you enjoy people, you know, like, and it feels good because feeling good comes from not ego, it's compassion, love. And then I think the meditation is the part, one part is meditation, the other part is loving compassion. And there's meditations, particularly how do you develop love, how do you develop compassion. That's most human positive tendencies. These human positive tendencies make a tremendous difference. You know, for example, I was born in Tibet. People there, not everyone, but people there most time, they develop loving compassion or meditation. If you do that, and then life is very different, completely changing your life. Very, very unique. And then there's connections, there's strong connection, also sense of well-being, and you look at the world. I touch few, you know, things tonight. We have short, you know, like we have this wonderful experience. And then the other thing I like dress is unconditional happiness. I want to talk about a few minutes that. The goal of meditation is to develop unconditional happiness. Unconditional happiness means all human beings' base or happiness means, you know, happiness means just feeling contentment, feeling fulfillment, feeling enjoyment. You know, they all call happiness. Feeling, you know, connecting each other. All things, basic external conditions, that means your happiness is conditional. I mean, conditions are good, you're happy, or hi, I'm really, what are you doing? Life is so good, people say, you know. Then conditions are not good, then people say, I'm very unhappy, my conditions are not. Always rely on some conditions. You know, sometimes you're young, you know, like conditions are, your life is depend more conditions. And conditions, like external conditions, like you see something, you hear something, you always do something, that's your happiness based off that, you know, or everybody's, you know, maybe relationships, they call it conditional happiness. You know, everybody know how to pursue that. Most human beings stray, you know, like stray or searching of conditioned happiness. You know, everybody knows, you know, like. But meditation's goal is unconditional happiness. Unconditional happiness means once you're, through meditation, your mind has become weakened and mind is become, you know, your negative thoughts, emotions slowly, slowly decrease. Your positive experiences developed, and then you have very, very beautiful mind. And then when you have that kind of mind, and you sit, feels good, you know, there's nothing to missing. And then you, you said it's very beautiful. You walk in, it's always beautiful. It's not, your happiness is no longer dependent conditions. Your mind is always good, you know, like, and you have, you can have conditional happiness or you have unconditional, you can have both together. That means your happiness no longer completely 100% relying on conditions, you know. Otherwise, if you don't have unconditional happiness, our happiness completely relying on conditions. That's really like one way scary, you know. Really actuality, because on conditions not there, then what do you do? And therefore, human beings, you know, something searching meaning means look like they're really, they don't say that, but they're really looking unconditional happiness, you know, like the human, you know, like goal is, you know, not always people, you know, they do everything, done everything, still something's missing, you know. You have good, you have financially secure, people think, you know, you have become famous. The stress people think something's missing. But what they don't know. And then most famous people are going to take drugs. Maybe that's the answer. You know, that's not really the answer. Then going to same, create more problems. That really means human beings, something's mystery, what they want. Really, they want is unconditional happiness. Something, happiness is not a condition you can control, you know. Conditional happiness is, we cannot control conditional happiness, it's reliant there. But unconditional happiness you can control. It's with you all the time, where you go. And then I think the meditation creates unconditional happiness. I think that's really the most powerful really are whether people, you have any fame, you know, like you have wealth, all these things you have, wonderful, you're happy. Or same time, you don't have anything, but still your mind is good state. Therefore, no longer relying on conditions. And that really comes from meditation. A meditation that means your mind is so perfect, you know, your mind is become beautiful, pristine. And then that happens whether you live, whether you die, whether you have, you know, like go everywhere. It's wonderful because you have beautiful mind. And that's really called, you know, through meditation, you say you can achieve unconditional happiness. Now, that's really our, it's not like, it's achievable. It's everybody can experience. You know, like, what is really we need is, you need to have good meditative instructor, and you need to take enough how to do that. Everybody can achieve unconditional happiness, you know. Right now, very young, everybody's young. You know, like here, few, you know, we are few elderly people. Most here are young, you know. Most here are young, like college students. They are focusing now And like 20 years later, you know, like say, you, yeah, I know, really have big impact. You know, like you can look at, go through life and you found an unconditional happiness, and people see you're very different, you know. They perceive you very differently. You know, people, you know, sometimes they want to perceive, you know, differently. They make hairs, and, you know, sometimes surgery make nose, you know, like that's, you know, like just, you don't have inner qualities, people don't see picture, but you have the inner qualities, no matter what, who you are, the people always attract you, always interest in you, because people want to hang out with you, because you have, it's not like everybody's good external conditions, everybody's here, no one's, nothing wrong. What we need is internally develop. Once we internally develop, become very powerful, you know, like very special. Therefore, tonight, I just here come to, you know, like now 8 o'clock, we want to step here and share here this meditation group, my understand, my point of view of meditation. Also, other perspectives, but and, you know, a little bit Dzogchen point of view of meditation, you know, about share everybody, like share food, you know. People share food similarly. You can eat yesterday Chinese food, different time you can eat Italian food, similar. You can share different kind of perspective of meditation. Then, you know, enjoy it, you know, like this, you know, dinner. And then we have finished, yeah? Yes, we are finished. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you.